church, you opened my eyes. You opened my eyes to wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, because nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must say. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful.
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. And if you have your Bibles or you can look on the overhead, we're in Psalm 110 and we'll read through that. It's a psalm of David declaring his offspring being Lord of all. And it's a reference to Jesus Christ some 1,000 years before Christ is born. And it's quoted a number of times in the New Testament as Jesus as priest and king after the order of that mysterious figure, Melchizedek. So you can follow along as I read in Psalm 110. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power, in holy array from the womb of the dawn. Your youth are to you as the dew. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will fill them with corpses. He will shatter the chief men over a broad country. He will drink from the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he will lift up his head. Father, we do look forward to that time when you will reign and rule. And Lord, for those that have rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ, that your answer for the sin that we all commit, your Son, Christ, dying on the cross for our sins, being raised the third day, to reject that is to really inherit the wrath of God, as we find in this psalm. But Lord, what a blessing it is to be in your kingdom eternally, forever. Lord, enjoying your presence, Lord, and basking in your love and your grace. Lord, we pray this morning as we worship you, we would give you honor, we would give you glory, that we would worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would open our hearts and our minds to all that you have for us through your word this morning. So Lord, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Take my place, that you would bear my sing it out, sing, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for demonstrating your love to us by sacrificing yourself, by conquering the grave. Lord, we're so grateful.
Day.
response. Thank you for loving us first. Amen. Let's all stand together.